There are two really new video streaming applications that are hitting the market right now, and they are really, really hot. One is called Periscope, and the other is called Blab, and I want to tell you about them in this video. First of all, let me tell you about Periscope. Periscope is a live video streaming smartphone app for iOS and Android. It was launched in 2014, and it was acquired by Twitter before the product was even launched. So the guys at Twitter knew that this was really going to be a winner. And Periscope enables users to send live video to other smartphone users equipped with the app. And the video can also be watched through desktops or laptops via the app, or it can be viewed on Twitter's website. And the video is retained online for 24 hours and then deleted. And you can subscribe to the Periscope broadcast of people that you follow on Twitter. So it's almost like a video version of Twitter, really. And you can broadcast to everyone, or you can broadcast just to those people who you select to watch. And this is great for product launches. It's good for product demonstrations where you actually have to show something being done. You don't have to rely on a YouTube video. You can actually show them in real time. It's also good for things like live video podcasts. Let's just take a look at what the app looks like. You can see here's a mock-up of a homepage provided by Periscope. And what you do when you're getting ready to shoot the video, you give it a tagline, click on the button that says Start Broadcast, and then you can start video streaming directly from your smartphone immediately. So that goes out in real time, and you can make it either public so that everyone can see it, or private, just the people that you nominate to see it. And then once it's up on the site, you can get feedback from it, and people can watch it right away. And like I was saying earlier, it is also kept on their site for 24 hours. And another thing that you can do, a bit like Instagram, you can have geolocations. You can show where this particular thing was shot. And it is, as I say, available on the website for 24 hours afterwards. And you can find out more about Periscope at periscope.tv. You can also download the app from the Apple App Store, or you can get it on Google Play. You can also find out a lot of information about them from their Twitter feed, and their Twitter ID is Periscope Co. Now let's talk about Blab. Blab is a smartphone app, and it belongs to Bebo. Lots of people thought Bebo was gone forever, but it has actually come back via this Blab app. And it lets you view up to 4 video streams at the same time. So this is perfect for video conference calls, it's perfect for coaching sessions, and it's also good for direct communication with customers. It's all fairly new, so let me just show you the infographic that they have on their website. You can read it here at blab.im/about. And if I scroll down a bit, you can see what it's all about. You've got topic-driven conversations. You can have up to 4 people on the air at the same time. You can record the whole thing or just a portion of it. And you've got live audience participation here at the side. Let's go down a bit further. You can see what some of these people are using Blab for. You can see it's being used for after-show discussions, interviews, recording podcasts, coaching and teaching, and for discussions. So all very practical uses that you can put Blab to. And you can see from this graph here that it really is growing quite tremendously. And the average user spends about 65 minutes per day watching Blabs, you know, over an hour of interaction, which is pretty powerful stuff. And it also goes on to explain a few things here about the story behind Blab and so on. And at the bottom of the page, if I go down a bit here, you can download the app, you can follow them on Twitter, and also if I come to their main site, which is blab.im, they have a video that shows the thing in action, and you can also sign up with Twitter. So there you go. That's Periscope and Blab, two very new tools that I'm sure we're going to hear a lot more of during the time to come.